for Lord.
I'm going to put this song again. I sung it last Sunday, but it's a beautiful song.
Amen. Bless you.
A crown the Lord has placed on his head.
Yes.
He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, did you forget me, Father? Did you?
Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. just pure praise to one that's worthy to receive it. Amen. Good job, Aretha.
Does anybody else have a song they want to sing? Anybody?
That's good, wasn't it, buddy? That's pure praise. I'll tell you right now, y'all may not understand that song, but it got two versions of it. One of perverted. That one's precious. Oh my, if we could just give Him praise and glory, that song does it. That song right there is all about Jesus. It's about Him dying for our sins.
Yes.
It's about Him giving His life a ransom for us. It's about Him getting up. Because, buddy, if He didn't get up, we're out of business. I'll just tell you right now.
Amen.
Oh, my. Good to see this many here. Man, last Saturday, blood plumb out of the park. I heard that we had more than, close to 100, more than 90 people here last Sunday.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now, for a little church, this is a good congregation. Even today, I don't know how many people we got here today. But I'm glad to see you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You missed it all last Sunday. I don't mean to let the cat out of the bag or nothing, but Patrick proposed to Sarah last Sunday. I saw her over here. She said, "Not now, not here." He just went on down there. And he said, "Well, you marry me," and she just melted. Yeah. I like it on that fashion. I didn't preach what I was going to preach last Sunday. I ended up giving my testimony. I didn't mean to. I got about right here and then just, like a dump truck, it just unloaded right here. But I'm going to preach some message that I actually was going to preach last Sunday. I owe it to the Lord. It's not His fault that I didn't deliver the message that He gave me to deliver. So you're going to get a day late or a week late message, but it'll still be good. And I want to praise the Lord for all the good food. I want to praise the Lord for all that was done last Sunday. So many people involved. And it went, I don't know how they pulled it off, but it went exceptional. The food was unbelievable. The fellowship, everything was wonderful. Now while we was all enjoying ourselves last Sunday, does that girl work with you, Miranda? A lady that works with Miranda, their house burnt down last Sunday, Easter Sunday. And we've got a basket up here, if it's still here. Yeah, if you want to give anything you give will be appreciated. But if you want to give anything to the cause of that family, my understanding is they've got plenty of food. They've got plenty of clothes. Here's the way I look at that. If that was you, would you want somebody to give to you? So we'll give what you can. If you can't give anything, listen, remember that family in prayer. It's going to be rough for a while. I'm sure it'll all work out.
Right.
But remember them, Brother Ed. I think he's in Indiana. I'm not sure. I know he went to be with his family today. They come to be with him. I think he had 20 last Sunday of his own family here. Had 20 last Sunday of his own family here, amen. Hey, I'm not much on technology. I think this thing may still be on up here. If somebody wants to turn it off, if you're smart enough to do it, it might be a wise thing. Amen. All right, we got revival starting next Sunday. Next Sunday night, we'll have Brother Charles Fish back. He's going to be our evangelist. He's going to preach our revival. It'll start Sunday night. Good Lord be willing, it'll go to Wednesday night. And if the Lord's willing for it to go further, I'm all for it. Man, I'm retired now. I just want you to know I'm enjoying being retired. I enjoy this little church. I enjoy the privilege even to be here right now, even today.
Amen.
It's such a blessing to be here, to be saved, see what God's doing in this little church.
Amen.
Say, "Shut up, Brother Eddie, and preach." I'm trying to. Oh, I'm just telling you, I'm having one of them moments right here. Every pastor needs to, I guess, look around, smell the roses. I see what God has done here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm talking about bunches. Some of them Canaan land bunches. You know what I mean? God has truly put His blessing on this little work. We had Brother Mark and his wife, Sister Kay, here last Sunday. And I can only imagine Brother Mark with all the people we had here last Sunday. I hope he understands it ain't like that every Sunday. But it was good to have that many people here last Sunday. And it was such a blessing to have Brother Mark and Sister Kay with us last Sunday. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Revelations chapter number 1. I was going to preach this last Sunday. I knew that God gave me this message. He gave it to me as I left church the Sunday night before last Sunday. And I already knew what I was going to preach on. But it might be late, but it'll still be good, I believe.
Amen.
I'm just going to read one verse. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. All of my message is in this one verse. And this is Jesus doing the speaking. And He says, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and of hell and of death. We're preaching today a message on alive forevermore. In this context of this verse, Jesus said, I am alive forevermore. That's what we're preaching on today. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this message.
Yes,
for the opportunity, Lord, to deliver what You gave to me to deliver. Lord, I pray You bless it just like I've been obedient and preached it last Sunday, like I'm supposed to. I desire Your help, desire Your blessing. I pray for these that are before us, Lord. I pray they'll lift up their cup to You. We appreciate so much Sister Rita singing that song of just pure praise. Lord, that song was just for You. I thank You, Lord, for that beautiful song. Thank You for Sister Rita. Thank You, Lord, for all You've already done, what You're going to do, what You're, Lord, doing right now. We just thank You for all You do. Ask Your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're preaching here at this one verse today. And if you'll notice, the first two words is the great I Am. I mean, when He couldn't swear by no greater in Hebrews chapter 6, He swore unto Abraham, and that was good enough for Abraham. I mean, buddy, that's as great as it gets. He told Moses to tell Pharaoh. When Pharaoh said, what's your God's name? He said, tell Him I am.
I am.
He's not I was there.
That's right.
He's not I'm going to be. He said I am.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, He's a very
Amen.
Present hell. That's present tense. He's a I am God.
Amen.
He's present tense.
Right. Amen.
I mean, it like He's a long ways off.
You got that.
The Bible said He's never very far from any one of us.
That's right.
He's a I am God.
That's right.
Miranda, Bible said we can find Him if we feel after Him. Like Brother Donnie here, I don't have to reach too far to find Brother Donnie right at God's like that.
Amen.
You don't have to reach too far. It ain't like you got to call on Brother Eddie. Can you pray for me? Hey, just dial Jesus. He's a I am God.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, we got more God than we realize, more God we'll ever need. We're not at a loss with a surplus when it comes to the I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, He's a I am God. Amen. Not a I was, not a I can't. He's a I am God.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But you know what? He said, I'm He.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't have to look no further, Jesus.
That's right.
Right.
You know, John said, we need to see another. He said, look we for another. You don't have to look for another.
Yeah.
He's all we need, amen.
That's right.
I mean, He gave us His name. He said, I am He, Sybil.
Right.
At the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every knee's going to bow.
That's right.
Every tongue's going to confess. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, buddy, the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
That's right.
I love the name Jesus. Right? The world don't like it. They say you better not pray in Jesus' name. Listen, if you ain't going to pray in Jesus' name, don't waste your time.
Right.
Jesus said, Brother Eric,
that's right,
whatsoever you ask in my name.
Amen.
Amen.
He said the Father again.
Yes. Bless Him, Lord.
I don't know how y'all feel about praying, but I'll tell you one thing. When I do pray, I pray in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Girl, I'll tell you what, I like my prayers answered.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I have made a few calls, and it said, no number, no one at this number, or you've reached a number that doesn't exist or whatever. I've never missed out. When I put Jesus in, it goes straight to the throne.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I have trouble. I don't know about y'all, but I need help every now and then. I don't have to go no further than Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm complete in Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
I may not look like much, Brother Mitchell, but I'm completely saved.
Bless Him.
I'm completely enjoying it. Every moment of the day, I'm rejoicing in my Jesus.
Amen.
Well, Don, I'm never alone. Amen, brother.
Right.
Amen. He said, my Savior Jesus said, I'll never leave you.
Right.
He said, I'll never forsake you. I got a great new quarterback there, amen.
Yes.
He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always.
Always.
Talk about a high am. You know what else? Not only do I have to look no further than him. All the promises of God in Him.
Yeah, right.
Yes. They're yea and amen.
Amen.
Right. I mean, there's no in between.
That's right.
All the promises of God, it hinges on that name Jesus. Yeah, and amen. You can have all the God you want,
right.
But you won't have none of God without Jesus.
Right.
He's kind of like the bridge.
Come on,
I guess you could call him the yellow brick road. Just follow the yellow brick road. I'm telling you, buddy. You sound tight with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Come on.
I am He. Did you notice what He said here?
Yeah.
Let's see what. Get up here my notes here. Bible said in Him was life. John 1 verse 4. You won't find life nowhere but in Jesus.
That's right.
And you know what? By Him all things have been created.
That's right.
All things were created,
amen,
by Him.
Bless
you, and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. That's Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, verse 17. And by Him all that believe. Let me back up that Colossians there. Did you get that? Listen to this. All things. Climate change wasn't created by Him. Global warming wasn't created by Him. The earth was created by Him. Adam was created by Him. All things were created by Him. And for Him.
Right.
Why did God make you? Because He loves you.
Yeah.
He didn't make you by mistake.
Uh-uh.
But Eric, He loves you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you with a love I can't even explain. I can't even understand it myself.
Right.
You know, the Bible tells husbands to love their wives.
That's right.
Like Christ loves the church. Let me give you a little hint right here. Husbands, unconditionally. No matter what. You love that wife. You love her. You thank God for her. You know, we get in this, I don't know, a state of mind. I guess this world we're living in is kind of ended with God anyway. We get in this state of mind. I'd be better off without her. You better be careful of that.
Right.
My dad left my mother for another woman. I wish he hadn't. They'd been married over 40 years. I couldn't have. I could have shot him, I guess, by now. I don't know. I was there. He left that day, you know. I stayed with Mama, tried to comfort her. And you know what? I come down one day, Brother Jane, my mama was crying. And I went over and tried to comfort her later. And I said, what's the matter, Mama? And she looked up at me, face dripping with tears. She said, I can't even change a light bulb. You know, you get to where you kind of take people for granted.
Right.
You know, you're wise. You know, if you care to check my car out, I think I got a flat tire. You mind checking my car? It's making a racket. He goes up there and says, well, you ain't got no oil. We get to where we kind of take one another for granted.
Right.
Now, I'm cooking right now for my wife. It's either too hot, too cold. Took me too long, got it done too quick. This morning, I made her biscuit and gravy this morning, Sybil. So last time I made her biscuit and gravy, to me, I thought it was perfect. I mean, she's the one showing me how. It's a little like I've made improvements. But you know what she told me? She said, you didn't make it thick enough last time. Well, let me tell you this, you could build walls with one brother this morning. And I'll tell you this, she did it. I mean, the dogs couldn't. And I know I've done the best I could. She said, put some more flour in it. Y'all ever try to put biscuit, gravy on a biscuit? And you know what? It's like all in one piece. You pick it up, and she did it. She didn't grumble, she didn't complain. I did what she said, Jared. The Bible says, ye husbands, listen, Patrick. The Bible says, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. I'll just tell you, whatever they say, just say, yes, ma'am. Listen, get up and do it. You'd be better off.
That's good preaching.
I'll tell you, we do take one another for granted.
Right.
I love my wife.
One of the reasons I married her 47 years ago is I sit at her table. I like to eat. Don't hold it against me. They say a way to a man's heart through his stomach. I agree. I'm guilty. She can cook. I'm doing the cooking. All she's doing is complaining, brother, but I still love her. I'm looking back on all the meals I enjoyed. All the meals that most men take for granted. Hello?
Come on.
Man, I like to eat. Can't y'all tell? But anyway, I'm doing a cookie now. It's like running the gauntlet, Bonnie. I'm trying to think. I'm looking it all over. I'm thinking, what did I do wrong this time? Because I know I'm going to hear it. Anyway, I don't know how I got off chasing that rabbit. But anyway, you know, God didn't want us to be alone.
Right.
He said, I'll never leave you. Right? He said, I'll never forsake you.
Right.
My mother couldn't stop my dad from leaving her. I didn't want him to leave. She didn't want him to leave. But we get what I call infatuated with one another. Daddy thought he was the Fonz. And we get that. You end up thinking more of yourself than you ought to. And what you do is you get your eyes off of what you got.
You got it.
And you get to looking at something not only that you don't have, but that you don't need. Amen. Somebody, hey, get amen back there, brother. Amen. We get to look at the Bible says, listen, my lady preacher right here. I'm kind of leaving the message here. It says you lust and you have not.
Right.
There's some things you can't have.
That's exactly
you need to learn to be content with what you got. You need to learn to be thankful for what you got. You need to learn to enjoy the things you already got. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Don't be looking at your neighbor's house. Don't be looking at your neighbor's car. At your neighbor's wife, his yard, his checking account. Hey, be thankful for what you got. Say, Lord, you gave me more than I deserve.
Amen.
I love my Savior. I'm not looking for another. I'm already saved. I'm already satisfied.
Same here.
I'm enjoying every moment of the day.
Amen.
Since He gave me this heart of love.
Yes.
Right.
Man, oh man, somebody put that in the song.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, it's really good to have what you can have and with a blessing to God to be able to enjoy it. With the love of God, it's a blessing. The Bible says the way of transgressors are. Don't go that way.
Right.
Go that good way.
That's right.
I'll throw a verse here to you. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with Him. I don't like enemies, but sometimes the enemy's me. Sometimes, Larry, I'm the problem. Sometimes this old brother, hey, needs to choke it out and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. I want you to help me get back on track. Sometimes it's me. I'm the one that's causing all of our problems sometimes. Oh, my. I'm glad we don't have to look too far to find Jesus. He's never very far from any one of us. All things were created by Him and for Him. That's where I stopped at. He loves you. You didn't get here by chance. It wasn't no accident.
No.
That's right.
Layla, He loves you.
Right.
He wanted you here. He wanted to love you. You know, Hollywood's kind of cheapened that four-letter word love.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you what, Rita done a good job of singing about love.
Right.
On that cross.
Yeah.
Beaten beyond recognition.
Right.
Why was He up there? For me.
Right.
No drunk that deserved hell. He said, I love Him. I want to take His place for you. That one, you know, that really, you know, you might love Him but not like you ought to. He died for you because He loves you. He created you because He wanted you. Not only did He want you to be created, He wanted you to come live with Him. Now, if all y'all got an invitation, I have to admit, I probably couldn't accept one from them. I'm one guy. But if it was somebody you know that I respected, and they said, won't you come up here and spend a day with me? You know what I'd do, Carol? I'd get out. Because it would be a great honor to spend a day with somebody that you really respect. I'm talking about like the President of the United States, I said, man, I'm trying to be.
I'm trying to use a little.
I'm trying to use a little charity here. You know, I done found out you can get kicked off live stream if you mention somebody's name. So I ain't going to mention no names. But if it was somebody I respected, that you know was way up there, I mean, prestige wise, way up there, said, won't you come over here and spend a day with me? I'd drop everything I've got and head right up there. Well, that's what the Lord is. He's greater than all. That's man greater. And he wants you to come live with him. Now, you might say, well, you know, that's just kind of a tale. Listen, you look at Calvary and you tell me it's kind of a tale. You can look at what he went through. Amen. You can look at the beating. Right. You can look at the nails. You can look at the crown of thorns. You can look at the spit and the shame and the suffering of Calvary. Amen. And you can understand how much he loves you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
It's kind of hard to miss.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He loves us.
Right.
He said, "Bon, I loved you enough. I'm going to suffer so you can be forgiven. I'm going to suffer so you can be saved. I'm going to suffer so you can come live with me." Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but I got more stock up there than I got down here. It ain't like I got a lot. They read my will, Eric, it'll say, being a sound-minded body, I spend it all. I'll tell you what, buddy, when they read the will of heaven,
that's right.
Sarah, I'll be right there.
That's right.
You know what Jesus is going to say? He's going to say, "Hey, I'm giving it all to you, buddy." Oh, we're going to understand then the goodness of God.
Amen.
We're going to understand the grace of God. You might not be able to understand it here.
Right.
You know, kind of like Sarah last Sunday. Not here. Not now. But Craig, did you hear that knee? That's kind of what it'd be like up there.
That's right. Amen.
We'll be blown away. Well, what no eye has ever seen. What no ear has ever heard, what's never entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. I taught Sunday school one time. My students was like 10 years old, Brother Eric. One of them raised his hand. He's pastor at Little Bethel Baptist Church over up Highway 90, Brent Spillman. Well, Brent Spillman at that time was 10 years old, all freckles, you know. Anyway, he raised his hand up. And that kind of scared me a little bit. I said, "What you got there, Brother Brent?" He asked a legitimate question. You know what he asked me, Larry? 10-year-old. He said, "How do we know we're going to like it when we get to heaven?" I thought for a minute and I said, "Brother Brent, you like it here?" "Yeah, I love it here. Far better than everybody. Far better." That was good enough. He didn't want no more. That was good enough. Phyllis, far better.
That's right.
I'd like to take tour of heaven right now. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine like Paul get caught in the third heaven? And have to come down here and act normal. Can you imagine that?
Amen.
How can you keep that on your hand?
That's right.
I mean, you know what I mean? He was suicidal. From the time he came down here from the third heaven, he said things like, "I refuse not to die. I'm ready to die."
Amen.
He was suicidal.
Right.
That would ruin you.
Amen.
Sky, that would ruin you for this world. Get up there and walk on streets of gold.
Right.
Have to come down here and walk in the dirt and dust and filth of this world. Can you imagine get a tour of heaven?
Yeah.
I'm taking a busload of
money.
Yeah. All things were created by Him and for Him. You're here for a reason.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Because He loves you.
Amen.
Not only that, by Him all things consist.
Uh-huh.
But if He died, there'd be nothing. Everything's alive because of Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. That's why you're alive today. Because He's alive. If He didn't give up, be pretty rough, Sybil.
Yeah.
Put death in the graveyard. Amen. And I didn't realize this message is going to be this big. I hadn't even got past the first point. But Acts 13 verse 9. Don't miss this. It says, by Him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you cannot be with the law of Moses. You see, I'm not justified by that. That condemned me. It showed Brother Eddie that he's going to hell, that he wasn't going to heaven, that he comes short of the glory of God. But through Jesus, all that believe, I'm one of them. I'm one of those believers. All that believe are justified from all things.
Amen.
Don't miss out on him, because he that has the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son of God has not life. 1 John 5:12. Now, he is he. Do you notice he said that liveth? Because in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. The gospel is all about him. When you read about the gospel, it tells about that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 through 4. And he died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. He fulfilled all the scriptures concerning him. Understand, this wasn't no accident. This was in the providence of God, that Jesus would come down and take our place. Peter stated, "We've not followed cunning, devised fables, but were eyewitnesses of His Majesty." In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Let me paraphrase that. He said, "We're not talking hearsay."
That's right.
We were there.
Amen.
Eyewitness means they saw Him resurrected. They saw Him transformed. They heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
Amen.
I witness. That's one thing for me to tell Bonnie something, and her to tell y'all, or y'all tell someone else, she tells you, they said, "We were there. We saw Him transformed. We saw Him crucified. We saw Him get up. We saw Him ascend into heaven." That's a pretty good witness. They could take the witness stand and they could give a true report. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're not talking about some fable, some story. We're talking about eyewitness accounts. He said we were eyewitnesses. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. He said in verse 17, that voice from heaven, he said, "We heard." He said, "I'm he that liveth and was dead." That's a past tense statement.
Yes.
Paul stated that Christ dieth no more. Romans 6 verse 9. He did die, but no more. One time. He said he dieth no more. "For in that he died once." Verse 10. Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus cast out seven devils. Mark chapter 16. Verse number 9. I heard that Mae Jackson said he believed a woman could have seven devils. His wife said, "Yeah, what about that demonic man had legions of devils?" But anyway, we get off of devils. She's at his tomb weeping. Bonnie, the only one that ever loved her, he's gone now. You know what? John chapter 20, verse 11. She got to see him first.
That's right.
You see, he's found of those that seek him. She got to see him first. She got to talk to him first. Verse 15 through 16. She don't have to worry about him ever leaving her again. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody know why? Because he's alive forevermore. You see,
amen.
I'm alive forevermore. Well, don't let anybody eternal life. It's kind of hard to enjoy it if you don't know you got it.
That's right.
But if you got eternal life, I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't like doing funerals. I do them. I don't like it. I don't like watching people die. But they do.
That's right.
I don't like them stabbing them. I don't like them shooting them. I don't like them running over cars, falling out of airplanes, jumping out of buildings. But you know what? I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
When they present old Brother Eddie's body, just remember, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
I might be absent from the body, but you ain't going to have to look too far to find me. Wherever he is, that's where I'm going to be.
That's right.
I'm going to be with the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
I'm still with him down here, but I'm going to be with him even more after I leave this body, I'll tell you right now. I enjoy having a life forevermore, eternal life.
Amen.
You see, when you're sitting there dwelling on maybe your health or maybe circumstances that ain't pleasant, You know, it's kind of hard to keep your mind where it needs to be. Eternal life. Nothing can quench that.
Amen.
Man, Jesus gave me eternal life. The Bible says our days are 70. That's 70. Yeah. And if by reason of strength they be 80. That's 80. We just had a senator die in 88. Been, I think, a senator some 40-some years. But anyway, I'm just telling you, if you got eternal life, Jesus told Martha in John chapter 11, he said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die.
Right.
He said, believest thou this? I like that, never die.
Yeah.
I get no joy.
Right.
I buried my mom, my dad, I buried 2 daughters. I get no joy out of that. But I do get joy to know that they all had eternal life.
Amen.
And to know I'll see them again. And when the Lord comes, He's going to bring them with them. And I'm going to get to be with them again. I do enjoy that.
Amen.
He said, I'm alive forevermore.
That's right.
Ooh. Man, I'll tell you right now, death is an enemy.
Ooh.
It's stalking every one of us right now. But you know what? Thanks to Jesus, death's got to get permission.
Yeah.
Right.
Even get close to me.
Amen.
If the Lord wants me to come home today, death will come up and say, is it okay with you? If you get to go home today? And I say, if that's the Lord's will, yeah.
Amen.
But I mean, death is no longer a threat. It hurted me like a dog.
Amen.
I mean, for 34 years, there was but a step between me and death. I was as good as dead. I was dead in trespasses and sin. I'll tell you right now, death's a byword now. They're trying to get the pronouns right, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get the pronouns. I got eternal life, sir.
Right.
Eternal life. I don't know how you put that on a tombstone, but just put it on there. He had eternal life. He ain't here. That's what the angel said. He ain't here. Why seek ye the dead among the living? Yeah. Hallelujah. That's a long set of glass. I got so many glass. I feel like Mr. Magoo now. Alive forevermore. Hallelujah. He says, now I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Did you notice he said, I've got the keys? By one man, the Bible says, sin entered into the world and death reigned. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Let me put it real quick here in perspective. I'd have done pretty good, Larry.
Amen.
Till the devil showed up.
Bless
you. I'd have been good till the devil showed up. The devil got the keys. I'd have had them. But the devil ended up with him, sir.
Right.
You know what? The devil done pretty good till Jesus showed up.
Yes, he did.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That's right.
And the devil had turned them keys back over.
Amen.
Adam had eternal life. Next thing you know, he lost his home. He lost his eternal life. Man. But even though the devil had those keys, Miranda, he didn't get to keep them. He was probably glad to give those keys back to Jesus and hoping that was all he wanted. The Bible says in James chapter 2 verse 19 that the devils believe in God and tremble. I believe that's one of them trembling moments when the devil said, here you go. Here, I give them back to you. He said, I got the keys of hell and death. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know who's got the keys. They got these cars now. You ain't going to drive without the keys. You forget about hot water. They got so much sophisticated cars now. They just like computers running down the highway. Oh my. I lost keys in my truck a while back. Thank God it don't have all the computers. It does have a computer, but I can just get this plain old steel key and stop it. I still had a steel key. I didn't have one with a chip in it because it don't need one. But these ones, these new cars, you lose the keys, you grab your billfold, but it's going to cost you something. Well, praise God. Hey, he's got the keys. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what? I've read in the book, we win because of him.
Right.
He said, I am he that was dead. And I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
And behold, I got the keys of hell and death.
Amen.
Thank God for him. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to praise you, give you praise and glory, to brag on you, Lord.
Lord, the great work you did, Lord, this world still has not recovered. Lord, they're still looking for another. There's not another, they're still looking for one. Lord, they'll go anywhere but to you. Lord, they don't have to go no further than you to find all that they're looking for. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for going to the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, for raising up from the dead. Lord, for our justification to show, Lord, that you've conquered death. Thank you, Lord, for mercy, grace. Thank you for truth. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion that failed not. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord. We just want to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Old Brother Eddie's done. That's what would have been here last Sunday if old Brother Eddie had done what the Lord told him to do. And I did drop the ball. I ain't going to deny it. But I will ask Sister Sharon and Brother Eric just one verse of invitation on him. I'd ask everybody to stand. I don't know everybody in here. I think everybody in here is saved. But if there is any doubt, if there is any need, you come up here, old Brother Eddie. I can pray with you. I can't pray for you, but I can pray with you. We'll get that thing fixed today. If it's well with your soul, I'll just wait here and we'll be giving testimony here in just a minute. And if there's any doubt, the Bible said whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So make sure you got your